end of war concept. We can also, if I didn't mention it before, introduce the other world station, as I call it, which I have defined already told stories about before here. But it could be introduced here for the first time that there are all these people on Earth who work for peace and try to make humans wake up and mature and start taking care of their planet properly and cooperate and so on, right? But then there are others, more superior, powerful in other realms. And first we could kind of just show that destiny comes in and hidden hand, so to speak, appear to be involved there. And we can show that the whole scenery from the higher platform, how these little humans, when you step up a bit and look from higher realms on them, appear much like rather gross, primitive, almost animalistic beings. They're not very intelligent and they're doing stupid things. They become stupefied by their own decadent lifestyle, especially in the western part then of the world. So then we find how, when they really start to lose it and do crazy things that threaten to really destroy their entire civilization and destroy life on Earth, basically, then things start happening. And, well, we have already, where if we learn about UFOs, we hear from people in charge of very important nuclear bases in different parts of the world. UFOs appear, and it appears that they have some technology to control, take over the control systems of those nuclear missiles and facilities, and make them, you know, incapacitate them, make them not functional anymore. Or when the people start, humans really try to fire them, maybe as a result of an extreme development of our story, someone pushes that button and it doesn't work. And it seems that there are aliens involved, some hidden enigmatic beings or crafts appearing and stopping it. Then we can, next step, learn from the other side, from the other world, where there are quite a few people working hard and determined to help people on Earth, to educate entering into people's dreams and minds, and from that subtle platform, because that's where the other world station is, in Bhuvarloka, influence the thinking of people on Earth, those in leadership positions especially, or people in general, because ultimately it's a question of what the masses, where the masses go and who they follow. Whether they go like the lemmings or like sheep following the dogs that push them or whatever. So that we question, we will also deal with there. But we show how there are some there in the other world. And, well, one thing that they do is to give guidance. And they also help and guide those who are actively working on Earth, humans, to on this project, on this mission of saving the planet, really. Saving the humans from themselves. But also, and this is where it gets a little interesting for the tech-minded people, they have tech-minded people there too. Because we should remember that the greatest technical geniuses who invented computers and all kinds of sophisticated technology, AI included, at one point they don't live anymore on Earth, but they go to the Bhuvarloka, the other world station, and from there, because they have the knowledge, as much knowledge as is ever required, but now getting more knowledge, how to connect from that subtle platform through the use of prana, which is subtle, into that electronic realm, so to speak, that you find in this electronic technology, and you can control it, you can affect it, you can take over it. And if you can hack a power station or whatever, that the hackers on Earth can hack, I mean, we can just look at what they can do, then, and also those hackers, they leave this world, this body one day. So you got a lot of old hackers also there in the other world station. And it becomes, this we can kind of establish there in this, the cool hackers in this film or whatever it will be, are hacking not only from Earth, but also from the realm beyond, the other world. That could be pretty interesting, actually.